It's Thursday, the 22nd of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Bank of Namibia affirms that the country's exchange control policies and laws are designed to foster a supportive investment environment for the emerging oil and gas sector. These policies facilitate foreign direct investments by allowing investors to bring in and repatriate funds through commercial banks. Sandra Gari says the regulator's principal communications officer.
Moreover, foreign investors, as per the exchange control legislative framework, can repatriate profits, dividends, and reimbursements to non-resident shareholders and/or owners, subject to compliance with minimum requirements, example, laws administered by NAMRA. Both the Namibia's exchange policy and law underscores Namibia's commitment to providing a secure and attractive environment for international investors.
The Information and Communications Technology Ministry, as well as Lifeline Childline Namibia, have signed a 5-year memorandum of understanding in Windhoek. The partnership will focus on enhancing cybersecurity awareness and public education, particularly for children. Director of Lifeline Childline Namibia, Nicolette Bessinger.
Namibia has made great improvement, but not enough over the years to strengthen the child protection system in the country. There's a lot more that we need to do. From the Disrupting Harm study that was done a few years ago in the country, and Lifeline was one of the agencies with AFPACT International and the government to facilitate this study. The evidence shows that understanding of online safety and the child sexual exploitation is still very limited. We do not have the full understanding what it entails. The victims on Oxy rarely report cases, and most perpetrators are persons known to the child. Lifeline is humbled and privileged to partner with MICT.
In South Africa, 10 of the 18 MK Party MPs who were suspended will have their case heard on September 3 at the High Court in the Western Cape. Their lawyer, Wendy Tele, says the MPs allege fraudulent resignation letters were created. She says the court order seeks to prevent replacement candidates from being submitted to Parliament until their review application is resolved.
They do not know the reasons as to why they were terminated. They were never afforded an opportunity to know what the accusations against them are and an opportunity to respond to those accusations, and obviously they want to be reinstated into their position.
The military juntas of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger have lodged a complaint with the UN's Security Council, accusing Ukraine of supporting rebel groups in the Sahel region, reports Reuters. This follows Mali's decision to cut diplomatic ties with Ukraine in early August after comments from a Ukrainian military intelligence spokesperson about recent fighting in Mali's north, which resulted in the deaths of Malian soldiers, as well as Russian Wagner mercenaries. Niger's military government also severed ties with Ukraine shortly after, in solidarity with Mali. The U.S. Labor Market Department has revised job growth numbers, finding in the year up until March, payrolls were overstated by around 818,000 jobs. That suggests job growth has been less positive than previously thought, although unemployment remains relatively low. Caroline Malone has the report for us.
Employers added about 174,000 jobs a month for the 12 months leading up to March. That's revising downwards previous estimates. It's part of a preliminary process in which surveys are reconciled to get more accurate numbers and will become official next year. It does show that strong jobs growth has been less strong than previously thought. There is potential vulnerability in the jobs market, which has been touted as secure. That'll likely impact the Federal Reserve decision on monetary policy as they consider inflation and job numbers. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.